So, looking at the Dodgers from a betting perspective, right? They lost twice to the Giants. So the Giants were getting a big number. So if you're like me, betting Dodger games every day, where you make your money is picking when the Dodgers are going to lose, or you suspect the Dodgers are going to lose. And you'd be rewarded because if you're 1-2 picking those games, you're still making money because you're getting such a huge plus number. All right. So you got to change your thinking around betting Dodgers games. It's not betting when you think they're going to win. You got to bet when you think they're going to lose. And a great time to pick against the Dodgers is when Alex Wood is pitching. Or if you want to pick against a run line, it's Alex Wood, right? Because Alex Wood is Alex Wood. A guy that a lot of people feel he's like a system quarterback in an offense that has a great offense. He doesn't really have that great talent, but he's good enough, right? Good enough theory, right? He's just good enough to be on the team and to benefit from the fact he has a great offense. And Alex Wood is just good enough to induce double plays, to lean on that good Dodger defense, because the Dodgers are a run suppression team versus a team that wants to win offensively and will, put a guy in right field to hide his lack of defensive ability. That isn't the Dodgers. Everybody on the field is a great defensive player. So you say, well, I picked it under every time for the Dodgers. No. You pick the under in big games, right? Or big game within the regular season. You would pick the under because that's the way the Dodgers play, depending on who the pitcher is. Now, Alex Wood has great control. He can place the ball. So in baseball, especially the Dodgers, they are going to position the defense based on the pitching, right? Where the pitcher's going to give it. So Alex Wood is a guy like that. However, he doesn't have great stuff. He makes a mistake, it's 400 feet deposited in in the stands, right? Because he doesn't have, or if he's having an off day, right? He doesn't have the stuff to overcome that. But he's on the Dodgers because he fits their philosophy, right? And you saw he went to a bad team. It was a complete disaster. He went to the Reds, complete disaster. He cannot be with the Reds. He has to be with a Dodger team that he's being taken care of. Plus, he's a great guy, good guy in the locker room. And that's what the Dodgers need. They don't need any problems. They want to go to the World Series. Another time you want to pick the Dodgers against the Dodgers is when Julio Urias is playing. Now, when we look at off the field issues with a person, what we look at as bettors is how is this going to affect them on the field? Or how does this relate to the way he plays on the field, right? And Urias has been suspended for domestic violence. He's had several domestic violence problems while he's been with the Dodgers organization. And that's translated to if things aren't going his way, he lacks emotional control and he loses control, period. He's wild and he loses, especially when he starts. I think just because of his mentality, embedding, right? The way, and in picking stocks, right? Variables and covariables. The least covariables and the less variables ensures a result. So you start Urias, there's more innings that something can get in his mind. I mean, there's a reason from the beginning of time when a pitcher's starting, he's at the end of the dugout. You're not supposed to talk to him because they're supposed to be focused, right, on what they're going to do. Right? Even the day before, they're supposed to have a chart where the pitch chart is, where the outfielders are stationed. They're supposed to be locked in, right? On a road trip. The starting pitcher for the next day gets sent home, right? You want the least amount of distraction. This guy has a living distraction in his head, right? And it might not be his fault. It could be the way his frontal lobe is structured. So if Urias is starting, this is a good time to pick against him. For me, I would have him as a reliever because least amount of variables, right? One inning versus trying to get 100 pitches in there before losing his emotional control or getting distracted in his head, all right? And the other one's Dustin May. Dustin May is one of those, I call him Matt Castle type guys, right? Matt Castle, from what I hear, was lights out in preseason practices. He's lights out in regular season practice. All right? He's lights out against teams they can beat. But in pressure situations and big games, Matt Castle did not produce ever, not even in college, against Notre Dame or UCLA. All right? Dustin May's the same way. He has not been overly impressive, and he starts tonight against the Astros. It'll be interesting to see how he does in a pressure situations. In the playoffs, each time he came in with a gasoline can in his hand and lit it up like a California wildfire. Right? And then you saw Dave Roberts with his head down taking out the guy who everybody likes because of his red hair. All right. So that's what I'm looking at for the Dodgers betting. Look, when those pitchers start, look hard at that big, especially if it's a plus 450 and the Dodgers have won the night before. Definitely look to go the other way. All right. Thank you. That is today's weekly Dodger betting briefing.